Welcome, everyone, to Life Perspectives, a brand new production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm your host, Gary Anderson, from St. Paul Parish in Westerville. St. John Paul II, Evangelium Vitae, said, quote, "Society as a whole must respect, defend, and promote the dignity of every human person, at every moment and in every condition of that person's life," unquote. And with that in mind, this show covers the life issues across the entire spectrum of life, from conception to natural death, but with a heavy emphasis on abortion, since there really exists no right as basic as the right to be born into this world and to live life that gives glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we do each month, we have in studio today a representative, actually two, of a critically important pro-life organization, a local organization, and it's one of a myriad of life-focused organizations in Central Ohio. Life Perspectives provides them a forum to share their individual stories and perspectives, including both challenges and victories. And our goal is to provide a broad overview of the many critical issues in the pro-life movement right here in 2019 and beyond. Today's show is entitled Women's Care Center, an oasis of life amid the culture of death. It's our privilege and honor to welcome Madeline Pesavento. Madeline is the outreach director at Women's Care Center of Columbus, and a special guest of hers, Nicole, who will share a very heartwarming personal testimonial this afternoon. So great to have you with us, Madeline and Nicole.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Before we begin, let us open with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, we pray that those working at Women's Care Center and all pregnancy care centers would be steadfast and immovable in their holy mission to protect unborn children and support their families. May they abound in the work of the Lord and know that their labor is not in vain. We pray that they would extend compassion, empowerment, and hope to all they serve, and that you would guide them and provide for all their wants and needs. We pray for women considering abortion that Christ's compassion will shine light into their despair and that they would be empowered to choose life. Loving Father, shine your healing touch on all women and men who have been hurt by abortion. And thank you, Lord, for those who have chosen life. May you continue to protect them and their babies, provide for their needs, and empower them to stand firm in their decision for life. Amen.
Amen.
So, Madeline, please share with our audience today a little of your background and what brought you ultimately to a Women's Care Center.
Of course. And Gary, if I could, before starting, I would just like to extend my sincerest thanks to you, to Bill Messerly, and to St. Gabriel Radio for having both Nicole and myself here at the radio station today. We are just so honored to share the story of the Women's Care Center, the love and support that we bring to the women and their unborn children of Central Ohio. And so I just wanted to say thank you. We're very honored to be here.
And that's a big ditto.
Great. My name is Madeline Pesavento, and I am the outreach director at the Women's Care Center. I'm born and raised in Central Ohio and grew up actually in Westerville, Ohio.
Yay, Westerville.
Westerville. And then attended Ohio State University for college.
Yay,
I majored in logistics and marketing at that time. And just after graduating college, I joined a Fortune 20 medical company. And that brought me all around the Midwest selling medical devices across many different states in the Midwest. So I lived in Illinois for about a year in a training program, Chicago, and then moved down to Lexington, Kentucky, and sold devices there. Most recently, I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, and then finally made my way back home to Columbus, Ohio.
Wow, you've been around.
I have been around. I like to tell my family and friends that I was slowly making my way back home.
Oh, that's great.
Being born and raised in Columbus, your listeners may be familiar with my maiden name, Madeline Roseberry, but I just recently was married about 4 months ago to a wonderful Catholic man.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Matthew Pesavento. And that's where I got this very Italian last name of Pesavento.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to your last podcast on Life Perspectives and heard Beth Vanderkoy and learned that she's a convert to the Catholic
mm-hmm.
faith,
mm-hmm.
and just wanted to mention that I myself am also a convert. I came into the church about 2.5 years ago on Easter Vigil, and just wanted to share with your listeners that St. Gabriel Radio and specifically Father Ricardo were a huge part of my conversion to the Catholic faith, mm-hmm. and so I just want to say thank you for that. So how did I join the Women's Care Center? Going back a little while, I wouldn't really consider myself pro-choice at the time, but I think I easily fell into the rhetoric of reproductive health and bodily autonomy and all those euphemisms that are used. I was watching a debate with Scott Klusendorf and a law professor on the debate of pro-life. And I was genuinely captivated. I couldn't believe the logic, the morality, and the truth of the pro-life side. And I was struck. From there, I think I really was on fire with my faith and with the pro-life movement. And I wanted to share the pro-life message with anyone I could. I became really outspoken. I became an advocate and supporter of pro-life. And so two things happened from there. One, I realized I didn't want to keep my passion contained to my off-work hours. And two, I realized that God had really given me some talents and some gifts to speak about this most important crisis in our country. So I left what some people would consider a cushy medical sales job, and I joined the Women's Care Center, and I can't imagine being happier.
Oh, that's a wonderful story. So how long have you been there now?
I have been there for just about 3.5 months.
Wow.
Yes, I'm a newbie.
And you mentioned something that resonated with me. You came to the conclusion that you needed to live your pro-life convictions rather than compartmentalize. That tends to happen a lot, especially with people who go to church on Sundays, and then the other 6 days of the week, they do whatever they want to do. So it's compartmentalized. But you want to put your beliefs into practice, and it translated into a full-time job with the Women's Care Center, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I commend you. What a wonderful organization that is. I go way back. We'll talk about that a little bit further, but it's so unique in what they do. So why don't you go ahead and tell us about that history of Women's Care Center and also the mission of it?
Of course. So for your listeners that are unfamiliar with the Women's Care Center, we are a pregnancy resource center here in Columbus, Ohio. Although we came to Columbus in 2008, your listeners may be surprised to find that we were started in 1984, just about 11 years after the Roe v. Wade decision. Janet Smith, who you're probably familiar with and who your listeners are probably familiar with, now a prominent Catholic theologian at Sacred Heart Major Seminary, she was a young professor at the Notre Dame University. She had a young student approach her who found herself in an unplanned pregnancy. So Janet, being the good Catholic woman that she is, mentored this young girl through the pregnancy who eventually parented. And she told her, you know, you might not have support from your family, you may not have support from friends and society, but you're going to have support from me. So after that, Janet kind of surveyed the landscape and realized that there were no options in Northeast Indiana for women going through unplanned pregnancies other than abortion. Brave young woman who just needs some help. So a very generous donor at that time raised $30,000, and Janet opened a little blue house and put a sign outside that said Women's Care Center. And I hope we get into this a little bit, but she did something just so incredibly revolutionary for that time. She put the Women's Care Center right next to the abortion clinic.
Strategic locations.
strategic. And we are so grateful for that. She wanted to give women a loving choice. So in her first year with no marketing and a small staff, she saw 300 women.
Oh, wow.
Nationally, Women's Care Center is now the largest, most life-saving pregnancy resource center in the country. And to bring it back here to Columbus, in 2008, the community really felt like there was a runaway abortion problem, like there were more bad guys than good guys. And so in 2008, similar story, a gracious donor gave us our center that's now on Broad Street. And today we're self-sufficient and totally privately funded. I want to give one really, really important statistic, and I hope that your listeners are paying attention for this. In the last year, we saw 3,282 women at the Women's Care Center who made over 9,000 appointments at our center. And so for there, I'm not really sure how to sum up our mission in just a couple words, but I will say this. I was a newbie myself, just learning about the Women's Care Center, and I read through some of the materials that we give to our counselors, and I read this. At the Women's Care Center, we want to empower every client to see beyond her immediate circumstances and make choices based on an abiding hope that she is profoundly valuable, that she is not alone, and that she possesses the intrinsic and unique ability to love and parent her child well. And so before I move forward, I just want to take it back to that $30,000 that started the Women's Care Center and say that because we're totally privately funded, we are so grateful that in Columbus, there are so many individuals that stand on this side of life. And we want to thank every donor that gives money to the Women's Care Center and just share something that one of our clients recently said. She said, if I was to talk to one of our donors, I would say, I can't believe you give to somebody you don't even know. I figure God must have put a little something in your ear for you to do something like that.
That's amazing. You know, of those plus 3,000 people who you saw over the past year, those were all women considering abortions, right?
We have women that come in that are very excited and are and really just need some support, but we have a large majority of our women who come in considering abortion, yes.
You know, in my work as the state pro-life director of the Knights of Columbus for many years, I had the opportunity to visit Women's Care Center several times while the Knights were providing the free ultrasound machines for the organization. And during every visit, I got to tell you, Madeline, there was a sense of love, caring, and warmth that was literally palpable. You could feel the difference. Now, I've seen some of the other fine pregnancy care or resource centers in this area. There's something different about Women's Care Center. And what is it about WCC, Women's Care Center, that makes it different from the more secular pregnancy care centers?
Yes. So I want to start by just saying this. I mentioned that Columbus is a really special place, and in my role as outreach director at the Care Center, in any given week, I'm meeting with a local parish priest, a Respect Life committee. I'm meeting with teachers and students that are going to attend their first March for Life, with donors and with organizations and ministries that are fighting to help women and help their unborn babies. And so first, I'd like to say that any person that stands on this side of life is a friend of ours and a friend of the Women's Care Center. I think what makes Women's Care Center so special is that we've become a staple here in Columbus. We have the scale and the breadth to impact so many women. And we interact with women in a lot of different ways. Women find us on the internet when they're searching for women's health support for abortion. And they find us through word of mouth. They're treated extremely well when they come to the Women's Care Center. They are loved. And so they share that with other women when they face similar situations. We're blessed to help so many, and we help so many in so many different ways, but I'll go into a couple of those ways. First are our locations. We have one location over on Broad Street. That's where I go every day. And it's just down the street from St. Joseph Cathedral. It's on a very busy road that's easily accessed by the bus lines.
I must say, a beautifully renovated old mansion. It's what a fantastic facility you have there.
It's beautiful.
It's so warm and inviting.
Yes, our clients love the center. So we sit on Broad Street, and we are just down the street from Founders Abortion Clinic, and we got just as close as we could. They've actually moved further down the street since we first started in 2008. Our other location, which is, let me just say, extremely busy, is on Main Street, and it stands courageously right next to the largest Planned Parenthood in Central Ohio and the second largest Planned Parenthood in the state of Ohio.
The head of the snake, as I'd like to call it.
Yes. Yes. So we stand there courageously and give women a loving choice. We are open. Secondly, we're open full time, which is important because the women need to come to us on their schedule, not on our schedule. So we're open 5 days a week, and then 6 days a week, actually, including Saturday. And we have an incredible staff. I've gotten the opportunity to meet many of the women that counsel for the Women's Care Center, and they're beautiful, courageous, and very professional women. They are credentialed in many different ways. We have many RNs that work for us, licensed social workers, and they stay very up to date on the community referrals within Columbus, Ohio. The third, I want to talk a little bit about the Crib Club, and I could talk about it for hours. If your listeners haven't heard about the Crib Club, I just want to say first that it is manned or operated by the Women of Christ Child, and we are so lucky to have the Women of Christ Child supporting the Crib Club. The Crib Club, we'll get into parenting classes hopefully a little bit later, but when women attend our parenting classes, when they show up on time, when they ask questions, when they bring their significant other with them, they receive coupons that they can use in our Crib Club. Our Crib Club is stocked with all the essential items that anybody would need: bath towels, shampoo, sippy cups, washcloths, you know, things like that. Last year, we gave out 37,000 diapers from our Crib Club. But it also has, the, you know, the other essential items: winter jackets, seasonal clothing, fleece blankets. But ultimately, it's called the Crib Club because if a woman attends several classes, she has enough coupons to turn those coupons in for a brand new car seat and brand new crib. And we think that's really special. We keep new items and only new items in our Crib Club. Of course, we have some gently used items for all the women that stop in. But we want women to know that they are worth new and their children are worth new. So we keep it stocked with new items.
What an amazing program. Yes. You are listening to Life Perspectives on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 and FM 88.3 in Southern Ohio. And each month we're spotlighting the mission, challenges, and victories of pro-life organizations right here in Central Ohio. So we're covering the entire spectrum of life issues, from conception to natural death. And I'm your host, Gary Anderson. I'm privileged to have in studio again with me today, Madeline Pesavento, who is the Outreach Director, Women's Care Center of Columbus, and a special guest, Nicole, who very quickly here is going to share a very heartwarming personal testimonial. So that's just ahead. Don't go away. So once again, welcome, ladies. And Madeline, like all pro-life organizations, Women's Care Center undoubtedly is encountering lots of strong headwinds and opposition to your mission. And especially, we'd see those coming from abortion providers and their allies at the State House and in the mainstream media. And they'd love to curtail your funding, delegitimize your existence, and everything they could do to minimize your impact. So tell us about some of the major challenges your organization is currently facing, Madeline.
Yes. So first, I just want to say this. I know that outside these walls, the conversation is polarizing. It is a battleground. We know that there are protests, that the politics would like to keep us out of the care for the women. But here at the Women's Care Center, we are a place of joy. And we focus on what works. Something that you won't hear in the media is what I mentioned earlier, 9,101 visits to the Women's Care Center. Every community that the Women's Care Center touches, abortion rates decline. Here locally in Columbus, abortion rates have declined 44% because of the culture of life in Columbus and because of the Women's Care Center. And every day we have women that come in facing challenges that seem impossible, that are not easy. But every day I bear witness to women making courageous choices rooted in love because we're there for them and because we have courage, love, and hope. At the Women's Care Center, we're blessed that a lot of people stand on this side of life, and we don't want women to see that women out there, individuals out there, don't want women to see their children on an ultrasound machine. So I just want to say we can only sustain this mission through support. So the financial piece is always a challenge. But also want to say that we're really lucky because the counselors, the teachers, myself, we see the lives transformed every day. We see women that walk in wildly in love with their babies that didn't quite feel that way 9 months ago. And so we are blessed and we're lucky, and we know that the donors don't see that, but financial is always a challenge.
That is wonderful news you're sharing with us. In fact, even some better news. We're going to turn it over to Nicole over here because she's got a personal testimonial that she's just dying to share, and we want you to hear this as well. Nicole, tell us about your story.
So my story started in January of 2017. I was a junior at The Ohio State University, I had taken some at-home pregnancy tests, which had told me I was pregnant, and then I did research, like Madeline had said, online, and found the Women's Care Center and saw they had free ultrasound, so it was a way for me to confirm my pregnancy. When I saw my baby on the screen, it just, I get a little emotional.
Sure.
But it just, like, confirmed everything and made me know, like, this is happening. I was going to have a beautiful baby girl now. She's 2 years old now. But the Women's Care Center provided me with a counselor, Susan, who was great, who listened to me for what I felt like was hours of me probably just, like, crying on the couch and her telling me that, you know, while it seems tough right now, like, everything, it can work out. It's all going to be okay. And that's how it ended up happening. Like Madeline said, I started taking the parenting classes, the Young Mom series, while going to school full time and having an internship for school at this, while going to these classes. I joined the crib club and I got all those tickets, and I ended up purchasing a crib for my daughter, and she actually still uses that crib to this day, and it's 2.5 years later. So the Women's Care Center really just provided me with that hope, knowing that everything was going to be okay. It's tough right now, but everything in the end is going to work out. And so I finished school on time, my normal graduation date, studied and passed all my certified public accountant exams, started working full time shortly after graduating. And then also 6 months ago, as of December 1st, married Ella's father.
Fantastic.
So now we're...
What a great story.
Yeah, one big happy family, and all of it thanks to the support of the Women's Care Center.
How heartwarming. Thanks for sharing. It took a lot of courage, Nicole, so thanks for coming in and doing that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned the ultrasound. When you saw that, it changed your mind, right? I had mentioned earlier about the Knights of Columbus, their ultrasound initiative program. Through that, they've placed now over 1,000 of these free machines to qualified pregnancy care centers across the U.S., and a few of them right down there to Women's Care Center. Madeline, have you found? Well, of course, we got a testimony right here that it does work. Have you seen that's an ongoing benefit of those ultrasound machines placed by the Knights?
You bet. So I have had the opportunity, with the approval of the counselors and the clients, to even shadow and be in some of these counseling sessions. And I've seen what happens in the ultrasound room. We know that the ultrasound room is where the rubber meets the road. It may be the only opportunity that these women have to see their baby, to hear their baby, and to bond with their baby. And so we extend our greatest thanks to the Knights of Columbus, because when women are in that ultrasound room, we crank up the noise so she can hear that heartbeat, and we have big plasma TVs so she can see her ultrasound throughout the procedure. And I just want to tell a really quick story. We have women that we invite back sometimes to have some baby shoots, and we ask them what they thought about the ultrasound room. And we have women that tell us time and time again, when I walked out the door and life came sweeping back and the pressures from society and culture and friends and family were on me to abort, the ultrasound every week is what kept my baby real for me, and it's what helped me stay strong.
See, that totally turns on its head the lie, the big lie, that that's nothing but a mass of protoplasm in the the mother's womb. It is a baby.
Yes.
That's the whole basis of the ultrasound initiative. That's why the Knights place that.
Yes.
We're running short on time here. A couple quick questions, Madeline. Looking ahead, what's on the docket for Women's Care Center in 2020?
Yes. So we have some very exciting things going on at the Women's Care Center. I mentioned that we have parenting classes 4 days a week. Our hope this upcoming year is to expand to night classes so that we can capture our working and our full-time moms. We have incredible classes, and these provide the women an opportunity to bond with other women who are facing similar situations. And so this year, along with our current classes that we have on breastfeeding, Baby Basics 101, parenting children with disabilities, taking care of baby, we're expanding our curriculum to add a very Catholic program called Raising Kids with Character.
It's a holistic approach you folks use.
Holistic approach. And so we, in this Raising Kids with Character, it's instilling wonderful virtues in our women as long as well as their young children, things like being honest, respectful, and hopeful. We are adding a full-time Spanish counselor and a parenting class taught in Spanish. And we are expanding our goals, one-on-one counseling as well.
That's wonderful. Quite a curriculum you have there. Finally, I want to take a quick moment. Tell us how our listeners can support Women's Care Center, your website address, phone number, social media, all of that.
Yes, of course. So because of the nature of what we do, I don't know that anytime soon we'll be posting much on Twitter and Instagram and things like that. But there are three things that your supporters could do to help us. One is to pray. Please pray for our women and for the unborn babies and the courageous choice that they make for life. Pray for our counselors that they're protected by St. Michael the Archangel every day when they walk into work. Please advocate for us. You've heard everything that I had to say today about the Women's Care Center and that Nicole had to say, and we hope that you advocate for us to your friends, your neighbors, your local pastor. And three, financially support us. You know, that's what keeps our mission going. You can send any financial support to 935 East Broad Street. You can go online and find supportwomenscarecenter.org, and you can even text Columbus Babies, one word, to 41444. If you have great ideas, if you'd like to do a diaper drive, if you'd like for me to come speak at a women's group, please contact me. My phone number is 614-202-5974. And my email is Madeline, M-A-D-E-L-I-N-E, at supportwcc.org.
Great. And again, you've been listening to Life Perspectives, a production of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, where we spotlight the missions, challenges, and victories of pro-life organizations right here in Central Ohio, covering the entire spectrum of life issues, from conception to natural death, easy for me to say. We've been privileged to have in studio with us today Madeline Pesavento, Outreach Director, Women's Care Center of Columbus, along with special guest Nicole. So Madeline and Nicole, thanks again so much for taking time out of your busy days here this afternoon to tell us about the great work of your organization and its mission to protect unborn children and support their mothers and fathers. I'm your host, Gary Anderson, inviting you to join us again for the next monthly edition of Life Perspectives, 5:30 p.m., January 18th, and on 4:30 at 4:30 on January 19th. And thanks for joining us on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. See you then.
God, who better?